25 years ago Friday, the United States suffered a tragedy that utterly stunned the nation. And until 9/11, it marked the most shocking national moment in the lives of anyone who came of age following the assassination of John F. Kennedy. The disaster, of course, was the explosion of the Space Shuttle Challenger shortly after takeoff. In early 1986, manned U.S. spaceflights had been a reality for about 25 years, but it had been less than 5 years since the dawn of the first shuttle flight. In the early days of space exploration, each liftoff had been a major national moment. School kids all gathered around televisions to watch our national heroes head into space. But for this one flight, that atmosphere was back, as teachers and kids were enthralled by the first teacher ever being among the seven astronauts. The launch of the Challenger had been delayed a number of times, most significantly because of unseasonably cold temperatures in southern Florida. But finally, on a cold, crisp, but very sunny January 28th morning, the Challenger's journey seemed to get off to a picture-perfect start.
4, 3, 2, 1, and liftoff. Liftoff of the 25th Space Shuttle mission, and it has cleared the tower.
But just over a minute into the flight, it was obvious something was catastrophically wrong. Flame shooting out the bottom of the solid rocket booster suddenly shot up the sides of the shuttle, and within just a few seconds, the vessel had exploded.
We have a report relayed through the flight dynamics officer that the vehicle has exploded. We are now looking at all the contingency operations and awaiting word from any recovery forces in the downrange field.
Witnesses at Cape Canaveral, Florida, and millions more watching at home were stunned, speechless, and absolutely horrified. America was scheduled to hear from President Reagan for another reason that evening, but the commander-in-chief knew only one message was appropriate on that day.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'd planned to speak to you tonight to report on the State of the Union, but the events of earlier today have led me to change those plans. Today is a day for mourning and remembering.
What followed was a very brief speech, but an indelible few moments that crystallized the nation's emotional state and stands as one of Reagan's strongest messages to the nation. After a brief mention of the only other tragedy in the history of the U.S. space program some 19 years earlier, Reagan quickly got to the main point. America had lost some of its best, brightest, and bravest.
We mourn seven heroes: Michael Smith, Dick Scobee, Judith Resnick, Ronald McNair, Ellison Onizuka, Gregory Jarvis, and Krista Mikhailoff. We mourn their loss as a nation together.
Reagan sought to console an entire nation with his words, but one group naturally came first. His next words were for the grieving family members of the Challenger astronauts.
Your loved ones were daring and brave, and they had that special grace, that special spirit that says, "Give me a challenge, and I'll meet it with joy." They had a hunger to explore the universe and discover its truths. They wished to serve, and they did. They served all of us.
As mentioned, millions of school children were watching the liftoff because teacher Krista McAuliffe was on board. The president then sought not only to comfort the children, but also to use the tragedy as an opportunity to teach them about what makes America great.
And I want to say something to the school children of America who were watching the live coverage of the shuttle's takeoff. I know it's hard to understand, but sometimes painful things like this happen. It's all part of the process of exploration and discovery. It's all part of taking a chance and expanding man's horizons. The future doesn't belong to the faint-hearted. It belongs to the brave.
President Reagan then closed his short message with borrowed lines, but they were lines nonetheless that gave solace to a nation badly in need of hope and reassurance.
We will never forget them, nor the last time we saw them, this morning, as they prepared for their journey and waved goodbye and slipped the surly bonds of Earth to touch the face of God.
The Space Shuttle Challenger disaster, 25 years ago today. And once again, our thoughts and prayers are with those who lost their loved ones in that tragedy. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.